Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. When I was on the streets, I had a gambling addiction. I would take all the money that I had earned from dealing drugs, then go to the casino and stay there until it was all gone. Then because I was broke, I would cook another batch of dope so I could sell it, but I also would rob and steal from anyone in my path so I could survive. Now, I repented of gambling years ago, but until lately, it hadn't crossed my mind that I might still have wounds in my soul from the gambling that weren't healed yet. Well, I found out the hard way that it was true. One night, my husband and I went to dinner at a really good restaurant that just happened to be inside a casino across from our house. And after the meal, we were walking through the casino to get to the parking lot when we saw a bank of slot machines that had a jackpot of $818. So I jokingly said, "Look, honey, Deuteronomy 8:18, God gives us the power to create wealth." So not even thinking, the hubby whips out a buck, puts it in the machine. And as soon as I pull the lever, I hear in my mind, "You just started a war." Within an hour, I had the worst yeast infection I'd ever experienced. You see, I had a wound in my soul that came from all the gambling years before. And that day, it allowed an ancient spirit connected to gambling to attack me and to make me sick. Okay, so you may say, "What does this have to do with me? I don't gamble." Well, gambling doesn't always look like a casino slot machine. Sometimes it looks like scratch-off tickets or even computer games. Now, don't get me wrong, playing games on your tablet or your phone is not evil. The problem comes when you're glued to your device and spend hours at a time playing, maybe even playing your games at work. Or perhaps you're spending all kinds of money on those apps where you can buy bonuses and extras for the game. When you become unbalanced and addicted to those things, it can invite an ancient spirit to attack you and make you sick, mess up your finances, and create all kinds of debacles in your life. You know, gambling also might be in your family line and you don't even know it. Today, I'm gonna show you in scripture where it talks about how we are born with ancient wounds that were passed down through our family lines. The problems you're facing right now in your finances, your health, and other areas could actually be coming from way back then. The good news is that we are going to get those wounds healed. Then God will be able to give you the blessings you've been waiting for. A lot of the financial issues that you're dealing with, a lot of the behavior patterns that you're dealing with, are actually coming from ancient wounds that were formed when your ancestors sinned with their money, okay? It's highly unlikely that no one in your bloodline all the way back to Adam didn't have some kind of sin with their money, okay? Gambling, robbery, theft, usury, extortion, whatever it was. A lot of times, you are having behavior patterns. If you could look back in your bloodline, you would see familiar behavior patterns. You would see that you're doing things, making decisions, handling your money the same way your ancestors did. Because, see, you were born with the stuff that they did with their money. How does that work? See, sin wounds the soul, right? Well, what happens to those wounds? Do they just disappear when that person dies? No, they actually get passed down through the bloodline. From generation to generation. It's just like a generational curse. What's a generational curse, right? A curse falls on your family line and it gets passed down from generation to generation, right? Do you know how that actually works? Where does a curse get carried from one generation to the next? It gets carried in the soul. Because think about it, if you're a born again believer, a curse cannot land on your spirit man, correct? Because Galatians 3 said, Christ became a curse for us, for cursed is anyone who's hung on a tree. So if you're born again, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So there's no way for a curse to land on your spirit man and then get passed down from generation to generation, okay? So where would a curse get carried? It gets carried in the soul realm from generation to generation. Look, David actually talks about it in Psalm 51. Listen to what he says. "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Okay, so David is saying here, when he was in the womb, he was being shapen in iniquity. What does that mean? Well, the Bible uses many different words to describe sin, like trespass, rebellion, transgression. But when it uses the word iniquity, it's talking about a specific kind of sin. It's talking about generational sin. So when he says, behold, I was in the womb being shapen in iniquity, he's saying as I was being formed as a little bitty innocent baby in the womb, it wasn't so innocent. I was receiving the generational iniquities of my ancestors, their sins and their wounds. And those generational iniquities were being passed down to his soul. How do I know that? Because he said while he was in the womb, he was being shapen in iniquity. Well, if you look up the word womb in the New Testament, it means the place where the fetus is conceived and nurtured until birth. But it also means this, the soul. The soul. Why would the Bible call the womb the soul? Because it's the place, the womb is the place where your soul receives all the wounds and sins that were in your ancestors' souls. And it's very interesting. When David says it, he says, behold, I was in the womb being shapen in iniquity. And then two verses later, what does he say? He says, now God, create in me a clean heart. Look up that word in the Hebrew. It actually means the soul. So what's David saying? He's saying, now God, I was born with all this stuff in my soul. Now create in me a clean heart. Clean my soul. Heal me of all the junk I was born with and all the junk I've done in my own lifetime. Amen? You were born with stuff. That's why babies come out of the womb screaming. Ah! That's why when they're just little bitty babies, they do stuff like go, no, mine. Mine, right? Because they were born with stuff. They were born with your stuff. Payback. Ooh. That's why you need to get healed and you need to get them healed, amen?
When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit four-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Order online today at katiesousa.com or call 1-800-789-7895.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Call now 1-800-789-7895 or go online at katiesousa.com.
When you're born with these generational iniquities that created wounds in your ancestors' souls, if they were connected to money, then those wounds are in you right now, and they're forming these negative behavior patterns in you. You know, excessive spending, carelessness with money, lack of good stewardship, idolatry, where you get fixated on certain things you have to have, and you begin to spend your money haphazardly on it. You begin to overspend. You take risk. Maybe they were gamblers. And now maybe you think, well, I don't go to a casino or nothing. But now you're taking risks with your money. You buy things you shouldn't buy. Well, I'll just put it on the credit card. And then every month you end up paying just the interest payment on the credit card, and the balance never goes down because you keep on gambling with your spending. You keep on taking risks. Do you understand what I'm saying? This can manifest in all kinds of different ways and create all kinds of different problems for you. You know, it's interesting. I'll just camp on the gambling thing for just a minute more. It's like, I was a big gambler when I was on the streets. A big gambler. I went to the casinos all the time. I would go out and sell my drugs, go out and collect and get money, and then go to the casinos and spend it all. Well, I've been healed of that. So that would be the obvious way that a wound that I was born with would manifest, right? Like if there was gambling in my family line, which gambling was goes back to ancient days. It was very normal practice for people to throw dice and do things like that, right? So that's a very obvious way for gambling to manifest in someone. But something less obvious that still can steal from you is something like, okay, how many of you are addicted to playing games on your electronic devices? Raise your hands. Raise your hands super high. Super high, let me see it. Okay. I know even right now, as people are watching this television program, that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are addicted to gaming. That's what it's called, you know, it's called gaming. That's what betting is called, but that's what games are. Now, I'm not trying to be religious spirit and say, yeah, you can't play any games on your iPad. I'm not trying to say that. But the thing is, it can get out of balance, can't it? Do you feel yourself ever getting out of balance? You just can't stop playing one game after the other. I'm going to win this. I'm going to get it. Next one. Ah! Right? I actually fell into that pattern once. Because, you know, I work really super hard, just like many of you do. And it's like, okay, we're believers, so we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't cuss, we don't chew, we don't hang out with girls that do. We don't do any of that thing anymore, right? So we're looking for entertainment. It's like, come on, we don't do anything fun that we used to do. We need to find some new kind of fun. So I'm just going to play games on my iPad while my boss isn't watching, right? Okay, so I got in that habit once. I was like working so hard, I just needed something mindless to do. So I started playing solitaire on my iPad, but I noticed that I quickly got out of balance. Like I would play one or two games, you know, just to like free up my mind from like always focusing on stuff. And pretty soon I was playing four, five, six games. I was going for it, right? And I couldn't stop. It's like, oh, and then I would make myself stop because I could feel it getting out of control, unbalanced. I'd put it aside, sit there for a minute. Oh, well, okay, my God. Play it again. Well, check what happened, right? Okay, so my buddy comes over one day and says, man, I've got a gambling spirit on me. I really need you to deliver it, you know, deliver me of this spirit. So I go, okay, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit to go off. I'm thinking this is easy, right? In Jesus' name, now. And he's like, I don't feel anything, man. I feel the same. And I prayed and prayed, decreed, and screamed and everything else, and nothing happened. I couldn't get it off of him. So I was like, what's up with that? And he goes, it's a spirit of gaming. It's attacking you. And I went, how did it get the right to do that? And all of a sudden, I seen this solitaire thing in front with my little finger pounding away at the cards. You don't know what you're doing. You got to be careful. That stuff has ancient spirits attached to it. Now, I'm not saying you can't play a couple games of solitaire, but if you're getting out of balance, then something's wrong. I couldn't deliver my buddy because you can't deliver something off of somebody if you got it on you. And it attacked me because I had given it an open door to do that. Now, if it can attack my physical body, do you think it can attack my money? You will prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. These ancient wounds can manifest in the most sneaky, sneaky way. Sneaky. And you have to have the Holy Spirit show you what's going on, amen? It's important that today we get rid of these ancient wounds that are in us, that we were born with, that are connected to money. Because right now they're controlling your mind, the way you think about money. They're causing you to make really bad decisions with your money because your will is being controlled. They're causing you to get emotional and fleshy about your money. And they have ancient demonic influence on them that can rob you of your money. What does it say about Satan? John 10:10, that he came to steal, kill, and destroy. One of his highest priorities is to take your money, to put you into poverty, to rob you, to take your treasures so that you can't live the abundant life that Jesus came to give you to live. Amen?
About 5 years ago or so, I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I was living in my car. I wasn't in a wheelchair at that time. And I saw you on Sid Roth. And you were talking about banking in the glory and how your husband had gone, how you had gone into the glory realm and you saw this big diamond and you had got it. And I said, I need that teaching, but I didn't know how to get it. I didn't have the money to ask you for it. So I wrote you a letter and I asked you, you know, I explained to you the situation, disabled, don't have any money, don't have any, you know, place to live. Would you, is there any way you could help me? Well, you sent me that one and you sent me about ascending into heaven. So I got banking in the glory, ascending into heaven. Today I have several $1,000s sitting in some fund investments. I have never been broke a day since I got that, and I praise the Lord because that has totally changed my life.
We were praying into a contract with the state for our farm, and we sowed into the offering. My husband did it, and my son-in-law, he's a partner with us, and we had to call and get approval. And anyway, my son-in-law's kind of like, oh, I don't know. But we just encouraged him to sow because we know the truth. So we sowed, and that next week we got the contract with the state for $250,000, and we have favor for the next 3 years with them.
Put your hand on your belly. We're going to start with the blood. Now just pray with me, amen. Lord Jesus, you came today to get rid of every briar and thorn, every ancient ruin, every wound that I was ever born with. I'm like David. When I was in the womb, I was shaping in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. But you're gonna do for me what you did for David. You're gonna create in me a clean heart. You're gonna heal my soul of everything I was born with. So I begin with the power of your cross, because it was on the cross that you made a public spectacle of the enemy. So now I release the blood and I repent for all my sin with money all the way back to Adam. I command my sins and my ancestors' sins to be completely washed away in the name of Jesus. So I repent for any time me or my ancestors stole the tithe and did not bring it all into the house of God, into the temple, and then we were cursed with a curse. I repent for gambling, theft, robbery, usury, extortion, excess, sacrificing to idols, being a lover of money, serving mammon, robbing the temple. In Jesus' name, I decree that I'm being healed today, and then the causeless curse will not be able to alight. I release the blood, the power of the cross to wash away every sin all the way back to Adam. Cleanse my bloodline now. Now just release the power of the Holy Spirit in this room right now. Just ask Holy Spirit to go, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. If there's any other sins that we've committed, bring them to our minds so we can repent. If we've not been a good steward over our money, if we've stolen from other people, if we've used other people, if we've lived in excess, if we've abused our credit cards, if we've gained debt in our lives, we repent for debt, unfounded debt. You want us to owe no man anything but the debt of love. We repent for debt. We repent for living in the cycle of poverty. We repent for the poverty mindset. We repent for doubt and fear when it comes to money and giving. We repent, Lord, for spending money on our idols. Lord, we receive and release the power of the blood into this place right now through everyone's bloodline to cleanse it all the way back to Adam. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
If you've been watching these programs, you know that in order to get complete soul healing, you need to receive the power of the blood like you just did. But you also need to receive into your soul the power that came into your spirit when you were born again. That power is called dunamis, and it lives inside your spirit man right now. The word dunamis means excellent of soul. It's that power that heals your inner man of the junk you were born with that is sabotaging every area of your life, including your finances. Now, did you know that dunamis is so powerful? It can manifest as tongues of fire. That's right. Jesus told the disciples to tarry in the upper room so the power of God could come down from on high and clothe them. The word power there is the word dunamis. When dunamis came down on the people in the upper room, it came down in the form of tongues of fire. The Amplified Bible says the fire, quote, diffused into their souls. See, that's what dunamis fire does. It penetrates into your soul and cleanses and heals your inner man. The day the disciples encountered the fire, they were dramatically changed. Take Peter, for example. He had just denied the Lord, hid in the upper room for fear of the Jewish authorities, and even abandoned the ministry to go back fishing. But once that dunamis fire diffused into his soul, he was so transformed, he preached to 3,000 people and they all got saved. Are you ready to get healed by fire? When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit 4-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Order online today at katiesousa.com or call 1-800-789-7895.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you, set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Call now, 1-800-789-7895, or go online at katiesousa.com.
I need you to stop what you're doing right now and just stand there for 2 minutes so you can receive this decree of fire into your soul. Believe it or not, this is how you get healed. You need to stop and give this prayer your full attention, okay? I'm gonna make some decrees over you according to scripture. Are you ready? In Acts 2 in the Amplified, it says that the fire of God came down and diffused into their souls. I command fire, dunamis fire, to diffuse into your soul right now, to burn up everything that is not of God and make you excellent of soul. I command His fire to change you so much that you will be as transformed as Peter when he went from being a betraying disciple to a mighty man of God. I release Malachi 4:1 on you, and I decree that all the wicked, evil things in your life are being burned up, and his fire is diffusing into your soul, and it will leave neither root nor branch behind. I command the fire to burn so brightly and so deep that every root in your inner man will be completely burned up, and you'll never be controlled by that bitter root again. I speak Malachi 3, verses 2 and 3 over you, that he, the Lord, is like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. I decree that the fire of God is cleansing you, refining you, purifying you, and purging you of all unrighteousness. I decree your soul is being completely healed by his fire. Receive his fire right now. I decree that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I break the curse of poverty off of you now in the name of Jesus. I command every ancient spirit that's afflicting your money and your body to come off of you now, in Jesus' name. I loose you from their control and from the diseases they have put on you. Be healed now, right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. I encourage you to pursue this revelation by spending this next week soaking in the fire. How do you do that? Do a word search and find all the scriptures about fire. Then meditate on them and decree them over yourself. Make a playlist of worship songs that sing about the fire of God. Spend time focusing on Jesus and his dunamis fire actually diffusing into your soul. I soak in his fire all the time, and that simple practice makes a huge difference in the way I feel, mentally, emotionally, and even in my physical body. If you do these things too, you will also experience a dramatic transformation. See you next week.